I understand right now there are some service disruptions with Kingston Transit. Do you have any information with regards to who that's affecting, maybe particular bus routes?
As of this particular moment, there are no service disruptions or interruptions. However, they can occur, depends on the circumstances of each day. Mm-hmm. But any interruptions or disruptions that we've had have been quite limited, very localized. And so there aren't, again, right at this moment in time, we don't have any service interruptions or disruptions. We're meeting all of our committed service levels.
Do we have a shortage of bus drivers locally?
So there are a variety of reasons why we might not be able to deliver all of our service on any particular day. One of the variables that is still relevant to our industry, as it is in other industries, if you're seeing headlines locally or from elsewhere across the country, is the impacts of COVID are still real. We still do have staff on a daily basis who may screen out of the workplace because they have COVID or symptoms, related or associated with COVID, and they can't report to work. That is the one of the biggest variables we're still dealing with right now. Myself, I had that circumstance happen to me just a couple of weeks ago, where I had symptoms consistent with COVID, and I was unable to report to work either. And so that is something that is very hard to predict. It's something that can change in a moment, obviously, if a bus operator finds himself in that situation. And so that's one of the variables we're certainly facing. One of the other factors is 2 years ago when COVID began, we went through a period where we laid off, our services were reduced, and we laid off all of our part-time bus operators. And during that period of more than a year where that was taking place, we didn't hire any bus operators as well because we weren't going to hire bus operators. Well, we had bus operators on layoff. But during that period, we did have bus operators who retired or transferred to other departments here at the city. And so as we're coming out of COVID, as ridership is returning, as we're trying to reestablish our service levels, we have a deficit of bus operators because we simply didn't hire for a period of time during COVID. So we're recovering from that as well, trying to hire staff, basically in a period of time when we did not.
Understood. Okay, so would you say that right now things are actually starting to improve with reliability in that department?
They are, yeah, and I certainly with every day we continue to hire more staff. In fact, I conducted a final evaluation with one of our new staff just this morning, and so now they've joined us. We have at least 7 more currently in active training, and more that are planning to start training soon. So the situation is definitely improving. And again, I would say that the situation is, the number of cancellations we're facing or service reductions we're facing is not significant. The last reduction, route cancellation we had was last Saturday for a very short period of time where one of our routes went to every 60-minute frequency instead of every 30-minute frequency. So we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact, but I would agree, yes, it is absolutely improving, and we have, we have a path forward to get more operators hired as we continue through this year.
Okay, well, I'm glad we had this conversation because this certainly tells a different story than the headline I saw earlier today. Okay.
Yes, for sure. And I guess, what I would say to your listeners is the following, which is we are still subject to further service reductions, right? We are dealing, we continue to deal with the COVID situation. Things can change on a daily basis. So there is a possibility that we will still see some service reductions, but I really want to, stress for your listeners that we do everything we can before we cancel a route. And that sometimes means assigning other staff who would not normally drive a bus to drive a bus, for example, to ensure that we can deliver service. And we only ever reduce service is if we have exhausted every option available to us. I'm a bus rider, too. I take the bus every day. Took it to work this morning. I take it to work, take it home after work this afternoon. These service cuts, we know anytime we have to reduce service or there's a service reduction, we know that impacts our passengers. It absolutely does. And I'm a passenger, too. I know what it means when your bus doesn't show up. It doesn't show up when expected. It doesn't get you where you need to go. And so we don't take that lightly. It's really important to us that we can deliver all the service we've committed to.